You're listening to Girls Gone Wad. This is Joy.
And this is Claire.
Episode 40.
Yay!
Claire, you have to say what you just said.
And said if one of us had gotten pregnant at episode one, we would have just had the baby.
Yay!
40 weeks of episodes.
So we just
kind
birthed.
Kind of a lot.
We just birthed.
I don't like the word birthed. Really, I don't. So apparently,
what did we just birth? Though we have to go, like, we just birthed the
podcast.
Like, well, no, I mean, like, after 40 episodes, what did we birth? We birthed a Christmas Abbott interview.
That's true, but she was a preemie.
She was a total preemie.
Just 1 week. Though.
Came a week early.
1 week isn't that preemie.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't love the word birthed. I had this. I know. Okay, so my stepmom and the other gal that I work with, they are like really into astrology. By the way, yesterday we were like looking at our astrological charts, and I learned that this is so like, I mean, I would like to say it's off topic. We don't even have any topics yet for it to be off topic. I found out that I am a Sagittarius. I knew that, but
wait, where did you do this at work?
Yeah, but because I'm about to tell you the whole story.
Work. Okay.
Sagittarius with what am I rising? I'm an Aquarius rising. No. I'm a Virgo rising and an Aquarius moon.
Oh.
Do you know what any of that means?
Nope.
Me neither.
I just know that there's something in the third house. That's what I know.
Something in the third house. Everyone
moon?
Has.
Moon in the third house? Does that make sense?
Most people have something in their third house.
Yeah. Mine's like moon in the third house for like 30 years. So I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Yeah. That doesn't sound like a thing.
I just went and got mala beads at a store one day, and this guy was like, let me do your birth chart. And
no.
Just, yeah. So he printed it out for me. So maybe I can have
it. We should look at it.
I should just take it to, you can take it to work and have your people read it.
There you go. I found out that my moon is in the sixth house. I don't know what that means, though. But it made me start thinking of that song. It's like, when the moon is in the seventh house. You know that song?
What
the
song
Age of Aquarius?
No.
Yes, you do. You know that song? It's like, this is the dawning of the age. You never seen Hair?
No. Well, sorry.
It's
now
from
I have
Hair.
To pull that up.
And we had to sing it in high school choir, so I know all the words.
Apparently.
Yes.
You're like, ready to
when Jupiter break out aligns some, with Mars. No.
Some okay. Jazz hands. Okay.
Anyway. But the reason that I bring that up is because my coworker Sarah posted something on her Facebook about, like, apparently the month of April this year is, like, astrological mayhem. Like, everything's happening. All these things, like, have been building up since the 1960s are, like, all going to happen this month.
Yeah.
So, like, but they call – she said it. She called it something – anyway, she posted this post, and it had something to do with – the phrase birth canal, and I was like, no.
Birth.
Yeah, I was
birth.
Like, no, canal, though, really. It was like two.
But you said something one time that was making, it made me laugh so hard. It was on the podcast, and you said something about, you're like, it makes me feel like I'm being birthed. And maybe, oh, it's getting stuck in a sports bra. Yeah.
Yes, that is how I feel when I'm trying to get out of a sports bra, and you're like, you have to expel it from
your
body.
I just want videos so bad of what you just did. I feel like I'm being birthed and you get stuck in your sports bra. So you have used that term before. That's really funny.
That's true. Oh,
do you believe in all that astrological stuff?
You know, I don't know, because I feel like some of those things, it's like there's, I feel like they fit. Like when I read them, I'm like, oh yeah, that's totally me. But
yeah.
Then I'm like, you know what? I feel like I could read a lot of different things and think that about myself.
Right.
And I'm not sure if they're all just that generic. Because sometimes I read them, like Brandon's a Pisces, and when he reads his, they're like spot on for him, but they have nothing to do with me. Like, I'm like, I know,
yeah.
Like, that does not describe me at all.
Yeah.
But they're like spot on for him. And then I read Sagittarius, or like when I was reading the Aquarius rising, Sagittarius, whatever. No, Virgo rising. God, come on. God, Karen.
Get your stars and your lines together.
And I was like, oh yeah, that's totally, there were some things where I was like, wow, that's really specifically me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It's like every once in a while there'll be a statement like that. And it's like, okay, eventually they're bound to, you know,
right.
Say something that's
right.
New. I don't know. Do you?
Well, I was thinking about that because I have a lot of really good friends who do that. Like they're tarot card readers, or they do, I mean, I ever tell you I got certified to do Reiki?
No.
Like,
what even is Reiki?
Reiki's like an energy healing.
Oh.
So like, you know how you like.
Oh, I do know what that is.
Like,
yes.
Mm-hmm. It's like a massage, but not touching the person.
Yeah.
So
do you
it's
do
like
that thing
clearing
like with
the energy.
Where you like push their arms down?
Nah, that's muscle testing. That's like testing whether or not like my chiropractor.
Yeah, your chiropractor
does it.
It's a chiropractor thing.
Yeah, so they put something on you and see how your body responds.
Yeah, but you can do that like too with like crystals apparently.
Yeah.
For emotional muscle testing.
So my
apparently.
Yeah. I know. So there's, I mean, and there's a part of me, there's a side of me that's always like the cynic. Like, that's so stupid.
Yeah.
But then there's a side of me that can go way down that.
I could see that hole. About you.
So, yeah, I got trained to do Reiki. I mean,
you do wear, like, crystals and mala beads.
I wear mala beads. Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely have a hand in that side of the world. So, I have a lot of really good friends who are, like, in that woo-woo world. Yeah. And
do they wear purple velvet?
No.
Because that's, like...
Like a magician?
Nope. Like the people that work at Rebecca's Apothecary.
Yeah.
They're always wearing like mauve.
Yeah.
And maroon and velvet.
And they have fairy dust at the counter. Yeah,
fairy dust. I just feel like there's like a certain, we always talk about, because some of our clients are pretty woo-woo, yeah, as we say.
Right.
And we classify like the most extreme version of woo-woo by saying they wear purple velvet. Because it's, like, the women who, like, don't shower and they have that, like, sort of, like, long, straggly, grayish hair. And yeah, they have purple velvet, yeah, long skirts on. All, yeah. They always do.
Like Merlin or something.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Or vests. Purple velvet vests. If you guys have no idea what we're talking about, you just come to Boulder.
Just come to Boulder.
And walk around for 10 seconds. And there
That's
will
all
be,
you need. Yeah.
Like, a middle-aged woman with long, straggly, gray hair walking for around sure. in a velvet
We should take
skirt.
A picture next time we're in yeah. Boulder and just...
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
And they smell like old books, but not in a charming way. In, like, a weird way.
Because there's a charming
there
way.
There is, like a. Like
I know,
a, like
I know exactly what you're
like, yeah,
yeah.
But no, this is not a charming way. This yeah. is like a mothball way.
Yeah. So I want to believe, like I have, like I said, all these friends that do it, and so there's a part of me that's like, yeah, that world is mm-hmm. totally real. To where
like,
I mean,
what does
like,
that even mean? I mean, like if they're really into it, do they like wait to make decisions or like wait
no,
to-
like they full on like their living is based off of like there's a website, they're pretty popular actually, the Astro Twins, mm-hmm. and they're twin sisters who do astrological readings and they live in New York City and they do it for like all
these are your
famous
friends?
People, yeah. So
but
it's
I mean,
like
so they do it professionally, but then like in their personal lives, do they think like, well, we need to buy a house, but we're gonna wait
yes,
until Mars
sure.
and Pluto are aligned
for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Totally. Like, they'll totally, like, base everything off of the
wow.
houses and things.
I mean, like, a physical house, not like a... Like
yeah, based off of, like...
Right.
No, based off of, like, the...
Right. When they're like, well, Mercury's in retrograde,
exactly.
So we can't...
Like, whatever that is. So, yeah. So, it's kind of, like... But there's a part of me that if I go down that hole too far, I get kind of freaked out. And then I'm
yeah.
like, what's real and what's not real?
And what am I in control of?
Yeah.
But I think that's interesting that we were talking earlier based on the fact that, you know, this month is supposed to be apparently very astrologically nuts that we
yeah.
were both talking and you feel like we're in a total rut and we, like, need to make some decisions and we can't.
That's so true.
And then I was like, is it because of the birth canal? I don't know that's what it's called. But we're
let's just call it the birth canal. I really do. I, like, think that it's because of the birth canal.
Oh, my gosh.
We're just stuck
just
in this
so
canal.
There are just so many, like, already
yeah.
birth
I know.
For references in this podcast, this episode.
But I think, you know, when we were talking about...
I have to find this now. Keep talking.
Okay. You know how we did the book of questions a couple episodes ago?
The question game.
The question game. And one of the questions was like, what is your superpower? I really wanted to talk to dead people. Like, there is a side of me that really wants to believe
yeah,
in, like,
I have no...
I want to talk to ghosts. I want to be able to, like...
Do you have, like, a specific dead person you want to talk to?
No. I just really...
So it's not, like, that you miss a family member or something? It's, like, you
no.
just, like, want to, in
no,
general...
No, I just, in general, want to be, like, I...
Yeah, I
okay,
have,
so I hit this
like,
really...
That's, like, will be my last choice.
No, see, I hit this weird phase when I was in college where I was just obsessed with death. I had, like, my mom was telling me this the other day. She's like, Joy, because we were talking about, like, life plans and, like,
yeah.
goals and things. And anyway, she was like, you are a...
Can I see your iPad? My phone isn't yeah. working. And I really
she was
it.
Like, she's like, Joy, remember when you were in college and you wanted to, I would like, write... I was so weird. What do you need? Oh, Facebook. This is going to sound absolutely crazy.
Yeah,
this was before
crazy.
The internet, y'all. This was before the internet.
As if
actually, no, this is like probably the beginning of the internet. So I looked up death row pen pals.
No, you did not.
And I had a pen pal on death row.
What?
Yeah. And then I got really obsessed with death and the afterlife. And it was like the weirdest thing. I went through this phase of just like being super, super obsessed with dead people. And I wasn't like... depressed or anything. I was truly just really interested. And then I kind of had this like weird, like a few weird experiences, like with my grandfather who I never met. Anyway, are you finding what you need?
Yeah, I'm looking. You have a couple of mutual friends with my
oh,
the gal that I work
sweet.
With.
Sweet. So then I was like, okay, I'm just going to put that on a shelf and whatever. Like, it passed. But it was always something that's, like, really intriguing to me. And mm-hmm. anytime I meet someone who's, like, a healer or reads cards or, like, is just really in touch with that side of
right.
the world, they always look at me and they're like, oh, you can't see what's it. Going on with you? There's something going on with you. Like, you have a gift. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So I think I kind of run away from it because I'm afraid of...
It, like, freaks you out.
It does, a little bit.
Okay, well, since you're not friends with her, it's not showing up with it.
Okay, let me...
But I want to read it. Oh.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for this thing that she posted about the birth canal.
Oh, dang it.
But since you're not friends with her, and I don't want to sign you out because that would be a pain in the butt. Whatever. Suffice to say that... And then I even heard something about it on NPR.
I'll close it. Yeah, I can close it.
That's weird. I don't know. I feel like... Were you ever... Like... I don't know. I guess
what'd maybe you hear in, what do you mean NPR?
Like, NPR also, somebody was talking about how, like, all, like, the astrological people are all in a tizzy because April's still crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
So maybe it's true. Maybe there's something to that.
Yeah, maybe. You just Google it. See what comes up.
So, I know. I was going to say, like, how much do you believe in that? Like, when you're getting all your, like, your chart read, are you like, oh, whatever?
Well, it was interesting because
wait, what am
like,
I Googling?
I'll do it.
April?
Yeah, April astrology. April 2014 astrology, something like that.
Okay, go ahead.
That, I don't know, because, like, some of it did make sense. Like I was saying, you know, like, sometimes there'll be a couple of statements where I'm like, oh, yeah, that totally, and, like, all of my, gosh, like, my, my power planets, I guess you would call them, is what she described them as, are in my third house, which is in my house of communication, which feels like it fits. And
I don't even know. It feels like it fits.
Because I'm, like, a good communicator.
Yeah.
And that's what I like to do. And then I have, like, so one of the planets was in my house of family that was, oh, no, it was, like, the moon was in my family house or something that was all crazy. And I was, like, yeah, that makes sense. And so there were things where I was, like, that makes sense. But I don't know. I just don't think that it really, I just feel like if it actually made that much of a difference, more people would care about it. Like, if it was really, you know, then, like, how could you...
Yeah, that's true.
You know, as opposed, you know, I guess maybe there's a chance that everything that people do that is successful, like, is a coincidentally coinciding with
their
star
chart. I think
it's
good information. Like, I think it's definitely good information, and you can use it, like, as a tool.
Yeah, I don't think that I would let it, like, trump my instinct. I wouldn't be like, well, I feel like this is the right time, but my star chart is saying to wait until March.
Yeah.
I think I would just go for it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Also, apparently Pisces and Sagittarius are not supposed to be together. Brandon's a Pisces because he's a water sign and I'm a fire sign. Pisces is a water sign. Or no, is it? I don't even know. I don't think Pisces is a water sign, actually.
I don't even know. Okay, so it says on one website, it's on Refinery 29. Do you know what that is?
No. Sounds familiar, though.
This is just the first thing that popped up, so who knows? It's from astrologer extraordinaire Susan Miller. And it says, April will be a key month in 2014 for a great deal of change will head our way. This is due to the arrival of two important eclipses. First, an emotional full moon lunar eclipse in Libra on April 15th, tax day. And then a new moon solar eclipse in Taurus on April 29th. If your birthday falls on or close to these dates, your life will change dramatically.
Wow.
And there it goes on to, like, all these eclipses, so.
Hmm. Yeah, there are two eclipses this month. Something having to do with Capricorn was a big deal they were talking about, because Mary Kay, my stepmom, is a Capricorn. So they're talking about how she's, like, going to get the brunt of this, and I don't know.
The universe, okay, the mission of an eclipse is to bring truth to the surface. For once you have truth, you can protect yourself. Anything outworn and of no future relevance will be ended. So that new opportunities and conditions can take the place of things that go. The universe insists on new ideas and growth and will never tolerate the status quo for very long. A lesson we learned forcibly at eclipse time. I just laugh because it's like, the universe insists on new ideas and growth and rebirth. No, I'm kidding. Being birthed.
Yeah, let me see real quick. I want to see if I can find the one that she... Because it talked about, like, we don't need to spend too much time on this because we already spent 15 minutes on it.
I know.
But
it's fun.
It is kind of hilarious.
So anyway, but isn't it intriguing? Like, I really, really, really want to go to, like, get my cards read or something.
Yeah, I think that would be interesting. Like, go to, like, the tarot place on Federal that also Have you ever seen that place?
It's totally, with the neon light. And yeah. We should go one night because I always drive. I mean, we drive by that every single day. True. And it always says it's open. And I want to know who's in there. I just want to know who's in there.
Maybe they're waiting for us since they should know.
Yeah, they should.
I don't know.
It's kind of intriguing.
I mean, do you think it's really interesting that you will run and talk to death? You had, like, an obsession with death, though.
Yes, I do. I know. Like, now that you're saying it, always. Always. I could go real weird right now. Like, there's signs throughout the day that I see all the time.
Really?
Yes. Like, two birds. I see two birds fly across the sky all the time.
But don't birds travel in pairs?
No. Like every time I look in the sky, two birds fly by.
Every single time.
Not, like, right now. But, like, whenever I'm thinking and talking and, like thinking about, I don't know, the afterlife.
I'm giving you the crazy face.
I know. Birds don't always fly in pairs. But I always see, like, weird things or signs, numbers.
Is two birds a thing?
Yes, for me it is.
But is, like, is it, like, a thing in, like...
I don't know what it means for, like, I don't know, the grand scheme of life. But, like, for me,
what
I've
Susan
always
Miller
had...
would say.
I know, two birds. It's, like, symbolic for me for something that happened in my life. So I'm, like, always see it. And then numbers appear in pairs. So I always, like, look at the clock. It's, like, 11.
Are you
11,
Gemini?
Or 10-10. No, I'm a Virgo.
Oh. I was gonna say,
so like I obviously could be like, oh, that's just stupid.
But you're
just
a twin.
There's no, yeah, and I'm a twin.
Duh.
So I don't know. It's really weird. I read this one time that, like, the spirit world gets mad when we question it because they're like, we're here to help you. Like, stop questioning it. Don't think that you can do this whole life on your own.
The spirit world.
Yeah, like ghosts and stuff, and guardian angels. Like, they get mad that.
Okay, so I get mad that we don't believe in ghosts.
You don't?
No.
See, I totally do. Yeah.
I guess I kind of believe in guardian angels, but not in the sense of, like, something.
Your guardian angels are crying right now.
Oh my gosh. Something that can, like, interfere with your life. Like, I believe in, like, a conscience and, like, your inner sort of, like, thought adjuster.
Yeah, like Jiminy Cricket?
Yes. No. But I don't think I believe that there are, like, things in another realm that can affect our world. Like, that can, like, physically make...
God, you've never watched The Long Island Medium?
No. Oh.
I sound so credible right now. Yeah.
So, God. Like, when things, like, fall off the shelf in your house, do you freak out?
No, I don't freak out at all. No.
Are you, like, that was a ghost?
No. Oh, no. I just think, like, I'm trying to think.
Do you ever watch that show Ghost Hunters where they're like, did you see that fern move?
Like, totally applied to be on that show. I was almost on that show.
No, you were not.
Yes, I was. I was almost cast to be on that show.
What?
Like, 5-6 years ago.
To do what?
To be a ghost hunter.
To be a ghost hunter. Yes. They just take whoever?
Yeah, you could apply. I applied.
I had to
send
be like
in a video.
Professional.
No.
Oh, that explains a lot about that show.
Well, no. Okay, let me step back.
Because one time I watched that sometimes. You know, like, beyond and, like, Jiffy Lube or something. And I
they had ghost hunters, like, an academy. That's what they were. That's what they. So they have the pros, and then they had this academy where they were going to, like, take apprentices. And that's what I applied for. And I was so pissed that I didn't get it. And I was so close.
Really?
Yes. And I'm like, that would be my dream job. Is
oh,
to
my
be
gosh.
Ghost
really?
Hunters. Yes.
That would be your dream job.
Well, not really. That's, but, yes. Like, wouldn't that be fun for, like, 3 months?
So much about you on this episode.
I know. I know. It's a weird role that I don't share often because it really is bizarre. Like the other day, my phone, I mean, honestly, our phones are being wackadoo today, but, like, the other day my phone would just keep shutting off and shutting, like, for no reason. Battery is totally charged. And I'm like, who's trying to talk to me? Like, things like that.
Wow. If I did that, I would be like, I gotta go to the Apple store. Yeah, no.
Yeah. Like, my mom and I talk about it all the time because, like, her phone beeps weird and she'll be like, oh, Aunt Laura's saying hi.
Wow. Yeah, no, I haven't ever had any.
But we don't, like, sit around with crystals and chant or anything. We just, like, have, like, a weird connection to that side of the world or that spirit world. And I have a total interest in it. Like, it's totally intriguing to me.
You and Brandon should talk. Brandon thinks he was a what's that looking for? Possessed by an alien or something once for, like, a minute. Yeah, I don't know.
See, that, I've never, that's never happened to me. I'm not.
He's gonna get pissed. He's gonna hear that.
I would.
Like, I told him. It's like not.
I would not
to talk about.
Let's just say I would not think he's crazy. I mean, I used to. I mean, the bad thing was, like, in high school, I used to play with Ouija boards all the time.
Oh, I used to play Ouija boards, but it wasn't like.
No, but they totally worked.
What?
Yeah.
How? No.
Like, evil came in and, I'm not kidding.
And what?
Oh my gosh. It was like, it moved by itself. Claire, it totally did.
Oh my gosh. I'm so giving joy to the face. And right
I,
now.
I know. It, I was not like, I didn't drink in high school. I didn't do any drugs.
You were a Mormon,
like, I was,
almost.
Yeah, I was totally pretty much Mormon.
Friends with all the Mormons.
Yeah, so like.
Mormon by association.
Yeah. I totally was Mormon by association.
Are Mormons allowed to put Ouija boards? No.
That was like evil.
Yeah.
And so they're being like even more evil because we were all played it together.
Wow.
Now I'm getting really embarrassed because I sound like a freak, but it was so, like, it's always been such a weird interest of mine.
Wow.
And yeah, there's some things I just can't explain.
Yeah.
Like, weird things happen to me. But I won't, like, I don't know. I don't, like, freak out. There's just, right. I'll just notice it. I'll be like, oh, that's gotta be right. Someone saying hello. Huh.
But do you think that's related to, like, astrology too? I think they're kind of
a little bit. I think a little bit for sure. I think
it's like a universal.
Yeah, sort of I think there's something thing. Like there's something about. I just think there's something. Now I'm going to sound really corny, but I think there's something really beautiful about the unknown and the things we can't see because uh-huh. We're all such like we need to taste it, touch it, feel it, like know that it's there to know that it exists.
Right.
And so I think there's something to really be said about like faith and like just believing in something you can't see.
Yeah. No, I think that like that. I mean, like there's that, but I think that's a little bit different than believing in. Maybe it's not. Believe then different than believing in ghosts.
In like the stars and the
yeah.
And the moon and the, you know, whatever. Right. Like the day that you were born and the time that you were born and the city you were born and how that predicts your whole life.
Right. People say that like you know, the doctor who delivered you had more of an effect on your more of a gravitational pull on you than you know, Pluto did at the moment you were born. So there's really no way that could like affect your life. But
it's so interesting. Now I'm like wanna go like, I don't know. Do a seance or something.
A anyway, seance?
Haven't you ever done a seance?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's...
Maybe later.
I don't do seances. I have done seances, but... yeah, it's just... It's interesting. Like, that's why I'm so obsessed with, like, Charmed. I, like, watch, like, the yeah. Stupid, like... I don't know. Charmed is so cheesy, but, like, I love those shows where it's, like...
Yeah,
they're like
I
opening the Book of Shadows
really like,
and like casting spells. I like truly believe
I really
that.
Like Harry Potter.
I do think there's a side of me that could absolutely be a witch.
Okay, well, if you get your letter to Hogwarts, I'm coming with you.
Okay, deal. See, that's what I'm the perfect match.
Yeah.
You love Harry Potter. I want to be Harry Potter.
I don't want to be Harry Potter per se. I just want to go to Hogwarts really bad. They have such good food there.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so now that we're off on that tangent of astrology, which I think is just fascinating, and I want people to back me up on this because, God, that world, I want so bad, to, like, I wish so bad that I could be the Long Island medium. I would kill to have...
It cracks me up when we're all on ghost hunters. I'm totally going to bring that back up.
Now I'm going to go online to see if they're casting again, see if I have a chance.
There you go. Like, maybe that could be your shift of your April eclipse.
Yeah, my April shift. There we go. So funny. Okay, so the stars aligned, and
yeah.
We got to interview Christmas Abbott.
We did.
Hope
and
you guys
awesome.
Love that.
If you haven't listened to
interview.
Episode 39 yet, it's awesome. She was so fun.
She was a blast. She was an absolute blast. Mm-hmm.
She just was like, it was really fun to. She just was really easygoing.
Yeah.
And like ready to talk about corgasms.
Yeah.
Which. Is a thing.
Is a thing.
Somebody tagged us in a picture
Someone
on Instagram the other day that was like in a magazine that was talking about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Apparently it's a thing.
It's totally a thing.
And we've had people since then email us or like comment and be like, that happens to me.
Yeah. And they're like,
or like tell us,
enough.
Yeah, they're like, not toast bar, but.
But
like,
these
other things. Yeah.
It's like, someone's in running? I'm like, are you kidding me?
I was like, no wonder I hate running. Doesn't happen to me when I run.
So that was really, really cool.
Oh, somebody said it happened to them during a competition.
Oh, yeah.
That would be hilarious and awful.
Wasn't it Kelsey? I think it was Kelsey.
Said that. Kelsey? No, I thought it was Allie.
Oh, maybe it was Allie.
Anyway, somebody
all
said that
you fabulous
it happened to
ladies.
Them during a competition.
That, yeah, that would have been
Whoops.
So... What's going on with you?
Oh, speaking of competitions, really quick tangent.
Yeah.
The Barbells for Boobs date came out. So it's September 27th.
Mm-hmm.
It's at CrossFit Eminence, which is where we did the Christmas Abbott interview. It's where it was last year. They're just awesome. It's where Lindsay Marcelli works. who we interviewed, and it's September 27th, and you guys should all come.
Yes.
We're going to do it.
Come out and have a big party. Maybe we could just host everyone here at my house.
Totally.
Big slumber party.
Huge. That would be the funnest thing ever. We should have a slumber party at CrossFit J.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. TJ, we're having a slumber party, and you can't do anything about it. There's a coffee pot there.
Yeah.
We could totally get pizza delivered there.
Perfect bars.
There's a Pizza Hut. Like, I'm already in two.
Okay. TJ at our gym got a freezer or fridge with Perfect Bars stocked, and
he texted me and he was like, you like Perfect Bars, don't you? I'm thinking about getting them for the gym. I was like, TJ, if you bring Perfect Bars in the gym, I will put your kids through college.
Yeah,
I ate two yesterday. No, just one extra yesterday.
God, they're so good.
They're so good.
I get to live off of those.
Oh, absolutely.
I think that's my island food now. Like, if I was on a deserted island,
you'd eat one thing for the rest of your
life. That's what I would eat.
Almond Perfect Bars. I love them.
So good. Okay. So that competition, I can't believe we're already talking about September, but it'll be here before we know it.
But yeah, September 27th, if you're looking for an excuse to come to Denver and hang out with me and Joy, and I know that you are, come do that competition. It's teams of three. It's super casual. Central. It's like you dress up in a costume. You have a team that has to do with boobs. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so start making your plans.
I wonder what we should do. Like, we need to start thinking of themes.
Already?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's put that off paper.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, every year I have this grand idea that I'm going to come up with, like, the best Halloween costume.
Right, and then 5 days of Halloween, you're like, shit, it's in 5 days.
Yeah.
We should.
Like, just plan ahead.
And then we could also use it for Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay.
No wigs this time.
Yeah, wigs were a bad idea. God, they fell off.
Too hot.
Yeah, too hot. They fell off. Tutus, I think, would be hard.
Tutus.
Maybe.
Remember who... Who won? I think it was like the girls that were dressed up like a band. They had like
they were the
skulls
and
the Miss Tits. Yeah,
but I think the girls in the like thong leotard should have won.
That they had neon
thong
leotards.
And I mean, they had leggings on her, but they were it was
that
amazing.
Was unbelievable. Yeah, that was a good costume. And then
let's
course,
not do thong leotards. I don't think I can pull that off the way those girls did.
Definitely could not pull that off.
They were up to something. Seemed good.
And there were. I know it's like it was so long ago, but remember the girls that had the Regina George cutout tanks?
Yeah, with the boob cutouts. Those are great. We should do like a superhero one. Like we could all be different like superheroes.
I like that.
Or we could be the Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, luckily we have 5 months.
We have some time. We have some time.
But you guys should all come. It'll be fun.
And since we had Christmas's episode last week, we didn't really get to recap the open, but
which is like so feels like it was a million
feels like
years ago.
So 5 years ago, yeah.
So but 5 years ago, Joy. So 90s, which was not 5 years ago, it was like 15 years ago.
But so glad that's over.
Yeah,
so glad that's over. I was really proud of the last one that I did.
Really?
Yeah
you
I was
did
really proud.
14 some odd
I got
minutes.
The top time at the gym somehow. I have no idea.
27 and a half minutes.
No idea.
Ugh, it was awful.
No idea
I
how
think...
I did that.
I am not happy with how I did, but I was like, I'm not doing redoing this.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I think there's something to be said about getting up at 5 a.m. and doing
just
the open workouts
with.
And just getting it over with. And I was totally excited. Did you see my tweet about the pre-wad poop?
Yes, I totally did. You're ridiculous. You told me about it too later. You were talking about it.
Because you don't understand. Like, I can't. My system will not. Like...
Yeah.
Home field advantage. I cannot go elsewhere. Like, I'm not one of those people that can just go, like,
right,
poop in a Circle K. Like,
yeah.
I just can't. So, like, beforehand, I was like, crap, like, literally, this is, like, not feeling good. And I'm like, if I am going to make it through 14.5, something's got to happen. Ran to the bathroom, and I think my body was, like, doing me a favor, huge favor.
That's God. Probably why you
And then I tweeted Jennifer from Wine to Weightlifting, and she was like, I'm so happy that you told me.
I mean, obviously.
But have you seen the Barbell Shrug guys where they're like, they actually have like hashtag PWP.
Yeah.
And there's people who will like post photos of themselves, like the view from the toilet. It's the funniest thing though.
Oh my gosh. Like, I'm really glad that's not a thing.
They're just like posting pictures of the view from the toilet. Right. And I'm like, that's just hilarious.
As long as somebody's posting pictures of their poops.
That's where I draw the line. Ugh, don't even get me started on that. Gross things that people post on Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that we follow people, but anyway.
No.
Okay.
And I had a hand tear like 2 weeks ago and I didn't post it because I was like, Joy's not going to like
this. I'm not going to like that. Not going to like it at all. Get away from the hand tear postings.
And then let's see what else is coming up. Oh, the let's talk about the nutrition challenge.
Yeah. Yay.
So, yay. We're going to do a little nutrition challenge. It's not really, you know, obviously neither of us are nutrition experts, but we've both experimented a lot with our diets. And so we're just kind of trying to bring what we've learned and bring it to you guys. And also, I think that a lot of people can relate to the fact that going into the summer, your diet has probably not been that great in the winter because you have been cold and hungry and, you know, time to go into the, going into summer. Hibernating. Yeah, time to kind
of
like...
covering up with a lot of clothes. Yes. I know I felt that way. I put these shorts on today. Mm-hmm. Even though I just bought these like a few weeks ago in New York. I put them on and I told my husband, I'm like, my butt feels really big in these.
Oh my gosh, I put on shorts. I wore shorts for 14.5, like my little Progenic shorts. I wear them all the time. And I got to the gym and I was like, I think these shorts got smaller. And Katie Brennan was like, I hate it when that happens. I was like, yeah, it's totally the shorts.
The shorts totally shrunk.
Yeah, totally shrunk.
And I was like, feeling my butt. I'm like, oh, I think it got, yeah. Anyway.
Not in a good
way. Damn it.
I was talking to Jen and, oh my gosh, this girl's name. I can't remember her name. She's newish. You probably definitely haven't seen her. She only comes in the evenings. Anyway, super cute. And she was like talking about how she wants one of the CrossFit Jade t-shirts, not the tank tops. She's like, and she has really broad shoulders. And she was like, I don't know. I just don't, you know, love tank tops. And she was like touching her shoulders. And I was like, why? You have badass deltoids. I was like, if I had your deltoids, I would only wear tank tops. And she was like, I was like, I want your muscles. And she was like, well, I want to be able to do a double under. I was like, great, let's trade. But so then we started talking about how like, it is kind of like, and not to say that that's the goal of this challenge, but
yeah.
How like we've gotten so far on the other side of the spectrum of like, you shouldn't care what you look like, that it's almost like, I'm a little embarrassed to be like, you know what? I kind of want to like lean out a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that's so funny you said that because I was the same way. Like when you talked about doing this challenge, I'm like, oh, as much as I hate challenges, it like freaks me out a little bit. I'm like, I really, really, really I need to kind of get back.
Yeah. Get back on track.
On track for sure.
And like, it's not about, you know, there's no calorie counting or points or anything like that in this. There's no point system. There are no winners or losers. Like, if you want to have a cheat meal every day, you can.
Yeah.
Technically. But it's mostly...
But just something to be mindful of. And I think the community, that's what I love about it, too, is being accountable to a community.
Yeah. And it's like, I feel like they're, you know, kind of going into the summer, everyone's sort of joking about, like, how all these bikini body posts are popping up. And it's like, you shouldn't have to worry about having a bikini body. It's like, well, I just don't... I want to be confident, and for me, being confident is not being, like, pale and squishy.
Yeah.
It's
just
the reality of my life.
The reality of my life.
And a lot of people don't feel that way, and great, good for them, and, you know, you don't, I'm not saying that you can't be pale and squishy, because if you feel great being pale and squishy, then I envy you.
You go for it. Yeah. Like, you go,
and I'm
going to
be pale, but at least let me not be squishy.
Yeah. I'm the same way. I'm like, I like to wear short shorts and I don't want my butt hanging out of them. That's just that's my preference. I'm not judging myself. I'm not like bashing myself inside. I'm just going, yeah, I think I need to amp things up a little bit.
Yeah. And I feel like we work so hard that part of me, anyway, so when this girl was talking yesterday about how she, you know, I was like, she kind of like grabbed her love handles and she was like, I want these to go away. And I was like, well, that's diet. That's not working out.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, you're right. I was like, well, so.
I know it sucks. That's like the one thing that I don't like, that I would like to change. And I know it's all diet.
Yep.
And my carboholic.
Yep. I know. I loved your post. You're like, my name's Joy and I love carbs. Anyway, so this challenge, regardless of how you feel about your body, if you're perfectly happy with it and you just feel like you want to dial your nutrition in for whatever reason, that's what this is for. And we're going to post the guidelines here probably in the next day or two if we don't do it today. Today being Thursday. not Tuesday, which is what actually day it is. And we're going to, you know, it's not going to be like totally strict paleo. It's not going to be Whole 30 by any means. But it is going to be, you know, no added sweeteners, no gluten, dairy, legumes.
Alcohol.
Yeah, one alcoholic drink per week.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah. And so, anyway, start thinking about it. It's going to be cost $10. And as a disclaimer, we've kind of gone back and forth about charging for this because it's like we want it to be accessible to everybody. But at the same time, we both really agree that if you pay for something, you feel more invested in it. And also, anything that you guys pay supports the podcast because, you know, we're kind of over here buying random stuff all the time. It's just sort of like...
We're kind of in this land of supporting and paying for...
everything that we do. So...
Which is awesome and we love it.
Right.
And
it would be nice to not have
to have some support. Just a little.
Just a little. So And if, you know, if the $10 is, like, absolutely something that you don't feel comfortable doing, let us know.
Yeah.
And we'll work with, you know, we'll find a way to get you in there. But
we want this accessible, and we're just asking for you to support just a little.
And to be accountable.
Yeah.
We feel like that's kind of another level of accountability.
Yeah. It's like in the counseling world, we never give, you're never really supposed to give free counseling because people aren't invested. Yeah. So you have to give, you say, give what can you pay? So counselors that do like a sliding scale.
Yeah.
Like, what can you pay? Because even if it's a dollar, they feel like they're like accountable to something.
Totally. Yeah. So I think it'll be really fun. It's going to be 3 weeks long. It's going to start April 21st. We're going to start at the 15th because it's like a nice round number, but it's not a Monday. And I feel like people don't start things if it's on Mondays.
Mondays have been so hard lately.
Why?
I don't know. We can talk about that.
Well, let's talk about it.
I don't know why they're so hard lately. I feel like Sundays lately have been so, and I blame the Kardashians. I'm blaming.
Let's just blame everything on the Kardashians. But why this specific thing?
Because lately I've been getting into this really bad habit. Okay, this is a stupid, stupid story. Okay, so
blame the Kardashians.
I got a pair of wireless headphones for Valentine's Day. Scott got me those awesome Bose headphones because he's like, you walk JT all the time and you're always listening to podcasts, which is true. I'm, like when I'm walking around, like cleaning the house, like I listen to podcasts. So
Scott loves gadgets.
And Scott loves gadgets. And that's how his love language is gifts. And so he got me these awesome Bose wireless headphones. So I walk around all the time now and you can hook it up to anything. You can hook it up to your iPad, your iPhone, whatever. So like I've been doing this really bad thing, like where if Scott has something on that I don't want to watch, I watch something on my iPad and just listen to it on my headphones. So we're literally like walking by each other and I'm just like listening to something else. It's totally healthy. And and so I was quality like
time.
Yeah, total quality time. So Sunday afternoons I've been like getting in this like bad habit of turning on bad reality television on Netflix and listening to it on my headphones and totally got sucked into the Kardashians. And then I get all weird about life because I'm like, why are they so rich and pretty? And then like it's just this downhill spiral and then I get sucked in even more and then I just like can't understand how they're on TV and how like they live their life. It's so bad.
So you too can be a Kardashian if you have $1 million and want to put out a sex tape.
But I don't, like, it's so funny. And then I just go down this spiral hill and then I'm like, oh my God. I hate my life so much. And
Joy, I'm going to go ahead and tell you should stop watching the Kardashians.
Which is why, like, for the longest time, I would not let myself watch it. Because I'm like, I'm going to spiral down and I'm going to, like, get sucked in.
Wow.
And then so one day I was like, I'm just going to watch it because there's nothing else on.
You should watch Project Runway. It makes you feel really good about yourself.
Really?
I love Project Runway. It's like the only TV show I watch.
You know, I really like reality. I mean, I freaking love reality TV.
Tim Dunn will steal your
Tim
heart.
Tim Gunn, I love him.
Tim Gunn or Tim Dunn?
Gunn.
Oh, Tim Dunn is another gay guy I know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my neighbor.
Oh, I love him.
He was like, you're gorgeous.
That like raised my self-esteem like 10 points. When gay guys tell you you're pretty, it feels like you're like a model.
And then afterwards you left and he was like, she's powerful, isn't she? And he said that you look like pink.
I love them so much. I just want to like put them in my pocket and like leave.
You are coming with me.
They're so cute. Yeah. Anyway, so like, yeah. So Mondays have been like really hard for a number of reasons.
Because you're wallowing.
Because I'm wallowing. And that's so stupid. I know that sounds so asinine, but I'm like wallowing in the stupid reality hellhole, reality TV hellhole. And
the Freudian
slip. I know.
Oh,
so then, yeah, and then just I've been, you know, whatever, struggling with some life plans lately. So then I just get into this bad, like, I don't even want to wake up. I don't even want to go to
I'm not a Kardashian. Work on Monday.
Yeah, I'm not like, mad. I'm not a Kardashian. So my best friend, I told her the same story and we were laughing because I'm like, why am I doing this? She's like, she called me the other day and she's like, is this Joy Kardashian?
Oh my gosh.
Like, this sounds so stupid, but now that I say it out loud, now I can, like, put it into the light and it will not happen again.
Yeah, no more Kardashians.
Project Runway is where it's at. But yeah, like, so then, like, the Monday doldrums hit. I'm like, oh my God, just getting started feels like I have, like, 100-pound weights on my limbs and I can't move.
Wow.
What the heck? heck? I'm not depressed. I'm not like in a depression. Like... No, depression's like I can't get out of bed and I can't like right. enjoy things in life. Like I'm enjoy, fine.
But
I'm
you're
fine.
Not enjoying the Kardashians.
No.
Boo, no. Kardashians. I have never literally even seen an episode of the Kardashians. Good.
Don't ever do it. It's so bad.
I have a hard time making myself get into TV shows. So like I try to watch New Girl, and I love New Girl, but I just really like can't good. Get
yeah.
wrapped up in stuff like that. Yeah. I get bored.
Yeah.
I can't tell whether or not it's a good thing or a bad thing that my attention span doesn't accommodate television shows. Does that mean that I have too much of an attention span for television shows, which is what I'd like to tell myself, or that my attention span is actually too low to watch a TV show?
You don't like watching TV at all, like TV no. shows. Do you yeah. watch, you like movies?
Sometimes. I like kids' movies that are short and to the point and don't have a lot of tension.
So you don't even like going to sit in theaters and watch no. movies? Really?
Uh-uh. I'll get up. I get up like 2 or 3 times. I like go get popcorn. I go to the bathroom.
Oh, and there's a reason why I love you, Claire. I'm like the same way. Yeah, no. I can't.
Brandon,
I will go, there? But it's rare.
Yeah, and I'll go, and I have to pick the movie, or like if, or I have to know what's gonna happen. It has to be like a book that I've read, like The Hunger like Games. Like, yeah,
yeah.
But Brandon, poor guy, film major. He majored in film in college, and I can't sit through movies. And he's always like...
Well, Scott's the same way.
Well, Brandon and Loves Scott them. Should go on Man-Made.
Oh, they should. Oh, my God. They would just geek out all over the place.
Yeah, they could do that because I hate movies. Because
every night... And that's probably a lot of it has to do with Scott because he loves the True Detective thing that came out. Like, we had to watch every single episode of that, which is really good, but it's just, like, every new thing we have to, like, get into. So you're not into television. That's, like... Okay, I need
to... We haven't had a TV in, like... 4 years, like even a TV. And I know like you can watch things on your computer and everything, but I think that having that dissociation from like a physical TV has kept me from really getting involved in that.
Yeah.
And I mean, don't get me wrong. I sit down and zoom out on Pinterest. You know, I'm not above zooming out.
Right.
But I'm not TV.
That's really interesting. And I think of like, I could just like go all philosophical about this, about how I'm just zoning out.
Yeah.
Like by putting headphones on and like zoning out in the world. I'm like, there is something to be said about like, it's fine to do that every once in a while, like, but it's like a point of just completely like Brené Brown, who's an author who I know quote who, all the time.
Yeah, you go to one of
She's awesome, and she talks about how she was like in this depression. I say that loosely, like she wasn't clinically depressed, but she was like in this depression where she went through something really difficult, and she's like, I was just numbing out. Like we numb out and we check out. She's like, I totally numbed out on Downton Abbey because I was going through this hard time, and that's it feels a little bit like that. Like I'm just completely like numbing out with television.
You
don't have to think
about things, and so you just
totally
So and I'm like. So, like, sometimes like, there's a time and place to zone out and, like, give yourself
absolutely,
a break.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Totally. And I think that's what movies actually can be really good for. Like, go and, like, be entertained and, like, or go to a concert and be entertained. But, like, this is a different feel. This definitely feels like a little bit of checked out going on.
Yeah.
And that's why, I mean, obviously, I probably wouldn't react that way. I wouldn't have, like, a negative reaction to the Kardashians if I wasn't feeling that way.
Like that negative. I mean, it's
like to where I'm like pissed off at the night, and I'm like, I took JT for a walk. I came back, and Scott's like, "What's the matter?" I'm like, "What am I doing with my life?"
You're like, "I'm having an existential crisis brought on by the Kardashians."
I want to live in California. I want to be in the sun every day. I want to have like really big boobs. And
I want to marry Kanye West.
So ridiculous.
I don't want to marry Kanye West.
Now that I'm saying this out loud, and to all the podcast listeners. This is really funny.
Not just out loud, but to thousands
a lot of people.
Thousands.
Now you know. Now you know my deep, dark secrets, and this will never happen again. That's I vow to you right now, this will not happen again.
Oh, wow. Oh, you just watched Ghost Hunters and said.
I'd be a ghost hunter. God, that really is bucket list. That would be bucket list.
Wow. I don't think I have anything like that. It's like a ghost hunter, or like Brandon really wants to be a storm chaser.
Oh,
no.
Really?
That'd be awful.
That would be really cool. Mm-hmm. Scary.
Storm scare me.
Adrenaline. Well, he's like the rock climber. He likes to,
We went to Moab this past weekend and he like, we went climbing. I tried to go climbing. I tried one thing. And so, you know, I have been playing with it and my toenail came off.
Oh, yeah.
And so, rock climbing shoes, no.
Oh, no.
And I tried to put them on and I like weighted my foot and I was like, gotta come down. And it was awful. And so then the whole rest of the weekend, Brandon would be like, Claire, do you want to try this climb? And be like, nope. And I mean, I would go, you know, I went out and sat out there. It was really nice.
Sure.
I was in the sun. We're in Moab.
Sure.
And, but he would like, you know, he would lead a climb and, or he or our friend Brad would lead a climb and then they'd like, the other one would go up it. And then before they took it down, they'd be like, hey, Claire, do you want to do this? I'd be like, nope. Oh, but I did read on Sunday, The Fault in Our Stars Have you ever heard of this book?
Uh-uh.
It's a teeny book.
Okay.
It's like a teen novel.
Okay.
It's about cancer and teens who get cancer and fall in love, and they both have cancer and everything's cancer.
So it's like it's nonfiction or it's fiction?
Fiction. Yeah, yeah. Fiction. And it's a novel.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's like you read it and you're like, there are some teen novels that like can transcend.
So it's like a popular book with the teenagers right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And so, like, I mean, there are some books that I think kind of transcend age groups. This one's a little less transcendent. Like, it's like, you read it and you're like, yeah, this, I can see you. I'm not really connecting with this.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a quick read. If you need, like, if you want to zone out, maybe read next time.
I know.
And this will make you feel really good about your life because you're not a 16-year-old with lung cancer.
Yeah.
It's pretty intense.
That's true.
I
mean, they need to bring back, like, the Jerry Springer because, like, the Jerry Springer shows where people
that's
are just
still
like,
on, isn't it?
Is it?
Oh, I'm sure it's still on.
Where you watch people just go completely out of control and you feel like, better. You actually feel better about your life because like, whoa, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were not the father. Yeah. Like, wow, so I don't have baby daddy issues.
I don't have baby daddy issues.
There aren't up to four multiple men who could be the father of my child.
Nope.
Did you see that? This is so random. Did you see that YouTube video of the April Fool's prank that girl did on her teacher?
No, I saw the link, but I didn't see what happened.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
It's so funny. Okay, so this teacher has a policy that if your phone rings in class, you have to answer it on speakerphone.
Yeah.
So she had a friend call her and say, like, is this Miss whatever? Like, this is so-and-so from the pregnancy clinic. We just wanted to tell you that congratulations, your test came back positive. And, you know, we just, like, I want, you know, if you have a minute, I'd like to discuss with you all of, like, the maternity options we have. And she was like, okay, I need to call you back. And, you know, so acting like, and everyone in the class was just dead silent. And the teacher's like, I would like to publicly apologize. I'm so sorry that you had to do that. And she's like, it's okay. I've already thought about what I'm going to name the baby. It's her first name's going to be April and her middle name's going to be Fools. And he like stood there for a second and then just like everyone but first stopped laughing.
That is adorable.
It was really cute.
Oh, yeah. That is so cute. I love that. That's
pretty hilarious.
That's really cute.
Anyway.
We're almost out of time, but I want to plug really quick my friends at Highlands Ranch CrossFit.
Oh, yeah.
So my buddy just opened up a box in Highlands Ranch. If anyone lives in that suburbia, just so you know, people that live downtown really don't.
We judge you.
We judge you, and we don't trek to Highlands Ranch because not to be confused with the Highlands.
Yeah, no.
Don't ever confuse the Highlands and Highlands Ranch because people from the Denver area will get really mad at you. Anyway. But I love my friends in Highlands Ranch, and if they choose to live in suburbia, that's their problem. No, I'm kidding. But there's an awesome new box, CrossFit Highlands Ranch, and they welcomed me with open arms to do a WOD on Saturday. And one of their, actually a few of their, the people at the gym are listeners. And so I posted a picture on Saturday with Britt, and she's so cute. She was so cute. Like, there's people I just fall in love with immediately. Like, she's one of them. And her boyfriend had matching t-shirts that said Swole Mates. And they wore them together to the gym.
That's
like,
adorable.
I just, like, want to just squeeze them both. So thank you guys so much. And go see Highlands Ranch CrossFit because they are super, super nice. Super nice. Awesome location. Yeah, good setup. And
I think that's it.
That's all we got.
Yeah.
Coming up. What else?
That's it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I feel like, I hope everyone was surprised about the Christmas episode.
I think so.
We tried to keep a lid on it.
It was so hard to not tell you guys. We found out, like, what, in February?
Yeah.
Like, late February? Oh my gosh, it was so hard not to tell. Anyway.
Yeah.
So we're glad that went off. It was so great.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, we will talk to you guys next week.
Yeah. Have a great week, guys.
Bye.